Kids Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Cadet. For the fourth year in a row, Film by Bike is returning to Boise. This film festival showcases the world's best bike movies. Now, the festival is based in Portland, but the largest show outside of the Rose City is right here in Boise. Joining us live in studio is Cynthia Gibson. She is executive director of the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance. This organization will be sponsoring the event. And joining us on the phone is Aileen Crotty. She is the festival creator. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
Aileen, I want to start with you. Tell us a little bit about the history of the festival. Like, how and why did this start?
Well, Film by Bike started a while ago in Portland, Oregon, where we had a burgeoning bike culture, and we had people getting excited to ride bikes for recreation and just for the fun of it. And there was this desire where cyclists really wanted to be in the same space with other people who understood their passion for bikes. Now, mind you, this was 2002. There weren't a lot of people commuting to work by bike, riding a bike wasn't as common as we see today. So we decided to start this movie night as a way to raise some funds for another project we were working on. And I'll tell you, there weren't many bike movies back then, that's for sure. But we cobbled together what we could, and they were on VHS tape.
VHS tape. Wow, we're going old school.
We're definitely going far back in the Wayback Machine here. But you know, the important thing was that night was a success. There was a huge crowd that came out to watch those movies. We realized we were on to something. And even though it was only meant to be a one-time event, here we are moving into year 18 and still showing fantastic bike movies.
And you know what's so interesting is because when I think of Portland, whenever I'm over there, I'd always... You see so many people on bikes, but really commuting. Like, I mean, you take one of the bridges going into downtown, and if you hit, you know, the morning commute, I mean, I think there are as many bicycles as cars. So is that part of it too? Is it just such a part of the culture of Portland?
Cycling really is a core feature of our culture here. A lot of people are moving to Portland for the bicycle friendliness. And our city just loves to, we're a very outdoor-oriented city, much like Boise. People love to be outside and be active. So cycling is really a nice extension of that. Plus, our weather here is so mild. It's very easy to ride through most of the year without much hassle at all. And we're not a gigantic city. So it's pretty easy to use a bike to get to work and on daily errands and that sort of activity.
So what does the festival look like today?
Well, it's really exciting for us because we've gotten to know a global community of filmmakers. So our films are coming in from all over the world. Here in Portland, every May we host our signature festival weekend. So we have a big film festival where we show about 80 films. Filmmakers come from all over the world to be here for the festival weekend and be a part of all the activities that we have. And it's really just a fun weekend of celebrating cycling and seeing that through film. But then once that festival here in Portland wraps up, we then go through everything that we showed here, and we look for the best films to then send on the road to other cities through our tour program that makes stops in about 50 different locations throughout the year, including Boise.
So, Cynthia, I want to bring you into the conversation because Boise is the largest touring show of the festival, and we're coming into the fourth year of this. Why have this show here in the Treasure Valley?
Well, as you know, Boise is an incredibly bike-friendly community, and I think the attendance that we've had at this movie every year has really shown that Boise is an incredibly special place, and our bike community is very active. They are not quiet people, and they love to come together, especially in the middle of the winter, and really celebrate bicycles and just connect with one another and really strengthen that community that we have here. The movies will make you laugh and they'll make you cry, and they're incredibly inspirational. And I think they go deep for a lot of the bicyclists because they really demonstrate that a bicycle is about freedom. It's about opportunity. It connects you to people or your job or school. So it's a really wonderful emotional time to spend with your friends.
So Aileen had mentioned there's more than 80 films in Portland. We're not doing that here. I mean, what will it look like in Boise?
So we have two segments. One is called Bike Love and one is called Adventure Shorts. And Aileen and I have talked about this a lot, that we should probably show one or the other, but we love them both so much. So we show them both. And each of those is about 1 hour. So it's about two full hours of bicycle films. It's about 15 movies. And they're very different. Adventure Shorts is very different. It's about taking your bicycle and traveling around the world and helicopters and Revelstoke up in Canada versus Bike Love. It's about youth in an urban area that is being chased by the police because they want to ride their bikes. So very different themes. And we can't pick one over the other. So we always show both because we love them both so much.
And
I think that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's a very good problem to have, right? So also you do something I think really unique here, though, Cynthia. You're asking people when they come to the festival here in Boise to also donate, but not monetarily necessarily. So talk about this too.
Sure. So Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, we're a nonprofit, and this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And so we spend a lot of time and energy getting sponsorships and encouraging people to buy tickets. But we really wanted to give back to our community and to help people who are less fortunate than we are this year. There's been a lot of discussion in our community about people who need something, mm-hmm. And so we've asked people to do a couple of things. One is bring in cold weather gear. It can be hats, gloves, socks, scarves, whatever it is that you'd like to bring in and donate those. We're working with Max Giving to get those to the needy community. And we will give raffle tickets for items that you bring in this year. The other thing that we're doing, we're going plastic cup free. No plastic cups this year. So if you have a metal cup.
Mm-hmm. Like you're holding right here that happens to say Boise State Public Radio on it. And if you donate one of these days, you might get one too.
So if you have one from, say, Boise State Public Radio or wherever, yes. Goathead Fest or Tree Fort or something, bring your metal cup. We'll also give you a raffle ticket to do that. We will sell our Idaho Walk Bike Alliance cups, or you can actually rent one for free from Tree Fort.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So the festival's coming up this week.
Yes, it's this Friday at the Egyptian Theater.
And the time, and do you still have tickets?
We still have tickets. You can go to EgyptianTheater.net for tickets. And the movie begins at 6:30. Doors open at 5.
Aileen, what's it like for you to not just see 18 years of this, but the fact that it now goes to 50 different cities around the country? I mean, did you have any idea in 2002 that this is what you would create?
You know, I didn't have any idea this was what I would create, but I did have that need for something to be able to use as a tool for fundraising and for bicycle advocacy. I was working in bicycle nonprofits and advocacy circles, and we were creating our own events to try and do exactly what Film by Bike is doing, which is to bring people together to celebrate, to have a great night together, and to raise funds for important projects. So really what Film by Bike has turned into is this fantastic tool that can bring the community together. It gives the filmmakers an audience for their work. It's a super fun night. And of course, it's also a great fundraising tool. So it's really worked out to be a dream come true for me to be able to send this program on the road and to be able to see what cities all over the world are doing with their Film by Bike events. The Boise show to me is so exciting. I got to see it last year, and being inside the beautiful historic theater and seeing 700 people, huge crowds coming together. It's really just such a vibrant night and such a fun surge of energy in the middle of winter as well.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We've been talking with Cynthia Gibson, Executive Director of the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, and Aileen Crotty, who is the festival creator. The festival will happen this Friday at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters.